Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wild Card Wednesday on the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast feed. I'm Rocky Persinger. I did five takes on this damn intro, but here we are. Joining me, Brent Pickens. What's up, Brent?
How you doing, Rock?
And Brent's sitting here laughing at me because I had to do five takes on the intro. But
That's great.
Here we go. We're going to go today, as promised, we are going to talk about MLB The Show 18. Really looking forward to this game. Oh, yeah. Excitement levels through the roof.
It is. It's been a long time since I've been this excited for a game, a sports game anyway.
Yeah, you know, I guess if you don't count the night we really got excited about NHL 18.
That's true. We
immediately ran out and got NHL 18 and played like 12 games. So the show is coming back. You know, we go way back with this series. PlayStation 2 days when MLB 08, The Show, came out.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that was the first one.
I think so.
So it's been, you know, it's been 10 years now. I think Big Poppy was on the cover
of
08. You know, I played some of the MLB games before that. You know, MLB 01. Played a couple of N64 baseball games. But The Show... really, they got it right, you know.
Yeah, I mean, as good as 2K is, 2K never touched it. Came anywhere close to The Show. I remember Matt having what year was it?
It's like 2K baseball.
It was Lincecum was on the front, I think.
Yeah, it's like 2K9 or 2K8 or something.
It was so stupid. You would hit the ball and you could tap the one of the buttons and make you run faster to get on base.
Yeah, you could beat out a grounder to shortstop.
Yeah,
I think it was 2K baseball, 2K11 or something like that. It was 2K11, and you could beat out a grounder to the shortstop. And I got so pissed off, and it was it was on Xbox. And Matt always had the Xbox. We always had PlayStation, so we're playing The Show.
Where's your baseball game at, Xbox?
That's real. But, you know, The Show really, since it started, it brought really smooth animations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the grounders, you couldn't beat out a grounder to shortstop. It was really realistic baseball sim. And then they also brought in the Road to the Show mode, which is, it's now called Road to the Show, but I don't know if it was always called Road to the Show
or not. I'm not sure.
But it's bet you create a player, you start in Double-A baseball, and you go through. That's our, you know, we kind of go back and forth between franchise and that.
Yeah.
You know, that's our two main modes. I know there's this year, you know, they have the Diamond Dynasty, which they've had for the last few years on The Show. And, you know, it's kind of like the Ultimate Team on Madden.
Yeah, I've never really got into any of that much.
I will add, we don't really play online, so no. I think that's kind of the, because we'd probably get our asses handed to us.
Yeah, I mean, I've played a couple games, and it just pisses me off.
Yeah, people do cheap shit on these sports games online, and you know, like that one year in Madden, that kid was running the dime defense like constantly, and we couldn't do shit against it.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the Road to the Show mode is where we really get deep. You start off, you select, you know, you create a player completely custom from the ground up, and then you take him from Double-A ball all the way. You get called up to Triple-A, you get called up to the majors. Yeah. You know, you can take a 20-year career and go to the Hall of Fame. So this year on MLB 18, you know, we've watched a couple of the developer streams. Yeah. I've watched like all five of them. They're an hour and a half each. You know, that's how excited I am about this game.
That's what I listen to on the way to work.
Yeah, you know, and so there's a lot of new stuff in Road to the Show this year. But in MLB The Show 18 as a whole, they've really worked on what they call the five pillars of baseball, which is, you know, hitting, catching, throwing, pitching, and something else. But, you know, they have over 800 new animations. Brent threw out that stat. It's just really going to make the game look smooth.
Well, and I think a lot of that was on the fielding. A lot of the animations they worked on were, and I thought that was really cool. You know, the way the ball, you know, the ball bounced a different way, and you know, I don't know.
Way you react to it and stuff like that. You know, if you have an easy ground ball, it kind of goes into this like pre-canned animation to where, you know, you're taking your time, you pat the glove twice, you know, you throw it over the first. It's just really cool. You know, they added little stuff like, you know, after the play, your player will, you know, hold up two fingers. It'll be like two down, you know, he's talking to the rest of his team, stuff like that. Another big thing they improved for this year, which I'm really excited about, is the catcher animations and when somebody's stealing. Like somebody stealing second base last year and the years before, like the catcher animations were off. Like you'd catch the ball and you'd stay in your stance,
right?
And then you'd throw it, you know, and it'd be a really shitty throw.
Yep.
And then the guy would catch it and wait for 3 seconds and then tag the guy.
Yeah, I could never throw anybody out. I mean,
it was impossible. So that was the one thing that it had in common with 2K.
Yeah,
you couldn't throw anybody out. If they were any sort of, unless their speed was like a 30 overall, you know. So this year, you know, the catcher will pop up, throw the ball to second. The second baseman will catch it, or the shortstop will catch it and tag the guy really quick. Like it's pretty quick animation. So even when you're stealing, you got to be aware that this year you might get gunned down a little bit more than you can't really take advantage of it. You know, so. The animations in the show, they've always been really good. They're, you know, I think other sports games, you know, Madden has tried to do it.
Yeah.
When, like, the tackling animations and stuff.
But they're always wonky. I mean, they always look, you know, there's always, you know, they're real bad. I mean.
Yeah, there's always, you know, there's legs going through heads and all this shit. And then, or like. They'll go into an animation and the guy will be glitching out over to the left and all this stuff. So Madden was never very good at that.
2K, NBA 2K, 18, 17, each of those have constantly got better in the animations from year to year. I mean, you really see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the big thing about them, they actually listened to what the, you know, the people playing it are saying. And that's what I'm real excited about. The show, you know, I haven't played it in a couple of years, but you know, we watch his development stream, and that's the big thing they're saying. You know, they're listening to what people have been, you know, kind of, you know, suggesting.
And that's where the whole catcher and you know, throwing people out thing comes from, because it's people, you know, just complaining about the catcher and saying, you know, hey, I can't throw anybody out, and they are listening. You know, but 2K to me, ever since 2K12, basketball's a fast game. You know, that's what Matt always says.
Yep.
Matt couldn't be here, by the way, you know, because it was Wild Card Wednesday, so me and Pickens are holding down Sunday morning Smack Talk on Wednesday. Yep. But the 2K animations for me, they always seem a little slow sometimes. Yeah. You know, it slows down the game, and that kind of, you know, but, you know, I guess maybe I'm giving the show a pass because baseball's a slow game.
Right.
So, you know, if anybody has ever played a sports game with me, they know, if there's a timeout and there's an animation in Madden for a timeout, I get pissed. I'm sitting there smashing the A button. I'm smashing start.
Hit X.
That's why I put, you know, the game speed, it's got to be on very fast. I can't wait, man. I gotta go.
Yep.
So, but the show, you know, for anybody who hasn't played the show, you create this guy, and say you create a shortstop. Well, you don't play every play.
No.
You know, now in 08, I'm pretty sure you did. I think you played like a lot.
I know, if you don't want to play every play, you don't be a catcher. I know that.
Yeah. So, you're sitting there catching the ball. For the whole game,
full count every
yeah. Play. But now, you know, so on the fielding side of things, you only play 4 or 5 plays a game, which, you know, makes these games go by really fast.
Oh yeah,
which I like. And you do bat for every at bat your player you know has, but every play you make in the field, you don't necessarily, you know, sim that. So. That makes the game move pretty fast. I always thought that was really cool about the show.
Well, and I think that's – I mean, I know they can't really do that with NBA because you're on the – you know, you can sim. But that's the thing I really like about the show is you're not you know, if you only have, say, 15 minutes to sit down and play it, whatever, yeah. You know, because on NBA, you're playing an hour game.
Yeah.
On this, you know.
Hell, you can play three games in 15 yeah. minutes. I mean.
And it makes it easier to go through the season, too, because it. To me, that was always hard. What was on the franchise? What was hard?
Yeah,
past years because, I mean, you know, games. You're playing nine innings. They don't really have a time limit, but yeah. You know, you're playing nine innings.
You're playing 162 games yeah. a year. You know, it is really time consuming. Which, you know, franchise though, I think this year, which we're jumping all over the place, but, you know, we're just really excited about the show. Yeah. But franchise, you know, franchise is something that you can play, you can sim through your games, you know.
Well, and that's the cool thing about it this year is it's in stages.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And that, I think, because, you know, they were talking, you know, they don't want you to miss any big thing.
Right.
So if the trade deadline's coming up, you have a thing, you know, on your main screen, it says trade deadline, you know,
yeah,
this day.
Yeah.
And I think that's what, you know, and you're not missing any key moments because, you know, it's in the certain stages.
Yeah,
know?
And it even has, like, you know, one stage is like 30 days before the trade deadline,
right.
So you can prep for it and, you know, put your players on the block, you know, you can still pick up free agents, whatever. They really go through these stages. I didn't write down what all the stages were, yeah. You know, from the dev stream, but it's you won't miss anything by simming stuff. And even in Road to the Show, if you start simming some games, which I don't really like doing on Road to the Show, but it will stop for, like, important events
right.
and stuff. So they're really making sure you're not going to miss anything this year. You know, before on franchise, you could sim through the trade deadline and then you're screwed and then your salary cap's fucked.
Yep.
And then you, the whole, you know, I the salary cap, which, you know, I leave on. I think, Brent, I think you turn it off a little.
Yeah, I turn it off. I mean, I don't do anything too ridiculous, but I don't know. The whole salary cap, I remember back when I was real big in Madden.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it was maybe 06, so I don't know, it may even be farther back than that. But, you know, I'm playing, and then all of a sudden, off season, like, I could not do anything. It would not let me do anything
else.
Yeah,
you could physically not have a team.
Yeah, yeah. And
because of the salary.
I'd get mad because I couldn't sign my guys I drafted, you know, and it's like, well, you got to have, you know, you don't have enough running backs. Well, you don't have money to sign any run backs.
Yeah.
So
you don't even have money to sign like a 30 overall running back. You got no money.
And I think I got so mad because I, you know, that was my third season or something.
Yeah.
And I had to delete it and, you know, do another one. No.
Yeah, but, you know, on this franchise, on the show, they really, like Pickens said, everything is on the front screen.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can keep an eye on your salary cap. You can keep an eye on everything.
Well, and one of the things I really liked was it's so much easier to manage. And you can look at your breakdown of your position, of your whole team, and it
yeah.
shows where they rank. And, you know, throughout the season, you can move your
triple A guy.
Yeah, your triple A guys
up. You can move him up.
And it shows their position too, where they rank. So
right.
throughout the season, your rank is constantly changing.
Yeah, it's really cool. It for anybody who hasn't watched the dev stream, I really recommend you go watch the I guess it's the Sony developers,
yeah.
the dev streams. There's five of them. They're an hour and a half long each, but
yeah.
You know, they're really cool. They talk about how there's a screen and it shows a field and it shows all nine positions on the field and it shows how you rank through the league from, you know, first to dead last at 30th because
yeah.
there's 30 teams. It shows how you rank, you know, against all the, like, if your shortstop is, you know, ninth place, that means you got the ninth best shortstop in the league, and it's really cool. You can keep an eye like on that, so you'll know, like, if your, you know, left fielder is the 26th ranked guy in the major leagues, you need to go out and you need to trade for a left fielder. Or bring a AAA guy up that has an A potential and really work on him.
Well, and what's cool about it, that too, is if your AAA guy is, you know, isn't very good in past years, that would bring down your rating.
Yeah, because it was an average of the ratings of all the guys on your team.
This isn't. This is your, you know,
your number one guy.
Your number one guy. Yeah. So, you know, it's really cool how they did it.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if there's a whole lot of new stuff on Franchise, but the screens, the way you navigate it, the trades, there's a lot of new, and even in Road to the Show, you'll notice there's a lot of trades being done on other teams.
Yeah.
You know, and they're trading. Your team is trading four guys. You might get traded. Yeah. You know, they completely redid the trade logic this year, which is really cool. And you know, like you said, we've got the rankings on where you guys rank. You can, you know, you can look at everything. You never have to leave this front screen if you don't want to.
Right.
But you can go and get deep into stuff like. And I don't know if the show really has, like, ticket prices and all that stuff.
I mean, I haven't played it in probably 3 years. I know back then they did. And it was, you know, you could upgrade your facilities and stuff. I thought that was always cool. So,
I thought, you know, NHL did that really good this year. You know, they had – you can – on the franchise mode in NHL 18, you can really control – like everything. You got to repair your bathrooms and your concession stands.
Yeah.
And you got to have enough parking for people, and you can control the ticket price. You can really get into the minute details. And that was another one where NHL, where they had, you know, kind of one screen.
Yeah.
You could look at everything and look at your salary cap and look at everything and make sure everything's good. You could allocate your budget, how much you want to spend on promotions and all this crap. So, you know, NHL is really cool. We did get excited about that one.
The thing I don't understand, that's EA Sports game.
Yeah.
They did that right.
Yep.
So why the hell can they not do Madden right?
I don't know. They really, you know, the
I mean, it's the same people. Well, it don't make any sense.
The thing about the NHL, the My Player, create a player thing, NHL is awesome.
Yeah, I've been playing pretty hardcore because it's really cool. Because you can choose when you create your guy, you can choose if you can pick your team, or you can work, you can train. You get to select your age.
Yeah.
So you can change your guy to 15, play in the minors.
Yeah.
Until you're better, and then you enter the draft.
Yeah.
I don't know it, but why can't Madden? They could do it.
Well,
why won't they do?
Maybe because there's no real minor league football. You know, with MLB and NHL, there's these minor leagues. They have the minor league teams in the games,
right?
Which is awesome. You know, and they have the real logos. It's all sponsored minor league players, but. Some, you know, in Madden, there isn't really anything like that.
No, but they have that stupid ass mode where your franchise, your owner, your coach, you're a player.
Yeah, that's stupid. You go in, you select the franchise mode, and then you can select whether you want to be the owner, the manager, the coach, or the player.
Yeah, just bring back franchise mode where you control it all.
You're basically the owner.
Yeah, I don't want.
You're the owner, the GM, and the coach all rolled into one.
Right, you're taking care of it all.
Which, you know, which is what they do in NHL.
Yeah,
like you control the whole thing.
Yeah,
Madden is just really like the creative player thing was cool for a couple years in like 06 and 07.
Well, then it was cool because. To me, it was more of a be a pro mode.
Yeah.
Because you remember the stupid test that you took.
Right.
You know, the drills.
Right.
Remember the 40-yard dash where you'd stumble at the end of it?
Yeah, you'd bust your ass at the end of it.
I mean, I miss – those were all – to me, those were really fun.
Yeah, and you know, but – well, the point I was trying to make about the minor leagues thing, you know, maybe Madden – so – you know, all the minor league players in MLB and, well, I don't know about NHL, but in MLB, they're all randomly generated people, right?
Right.
So why couldn't Madden take buy licenses from the colleges,
uh-huh.
right? You can be a 18-year-old kid,
yeah.
start out, you pick your college. It's all randomly generated, so they don't have any players, likenesses, anything like that.
Right.
You know, they just have the universities. And then you can come up through college. I'm talking about in Madden, not even yeah. like a college football game. I'm talking about in Madden.
Yeah.
Have the colleges, you know, so that way, you know, I could win four straight national championships with West Virginia. And then I can go to the you know, the NFL and dominate.
Well, I know you haven't played NBA 2K late, you know, but
I haven't played it last year. 15
I think it was the year before. They actually had that.
Yeah, they had the call. I remember. Yeah, I played that year. That was 15.
And you could download, you could even download additional colleges
yeah.
later on. And, I mean, I know it was just the big ones. There was probably six or eight of them.
Yeah.
But why can't Madden do something like that?
But EA Sports has got the money to do that shit. And
right.
2K is doing it, and they're not even, they don't even have the money
right.
that, you know, EA Sports does.
And I think that's why NBA Live is so far, is leaps behind 2K.
Yeah.
I mean, I played them both. And 2K is my basketball game.
Yeah.
But Live, I mean, Live had some good stuff that, you know, they've taken. But,
yeah.
I mean, come on, EA.
EA needs to get with it because Sony with MLB The Show and 2K with you know, the NBA 2K games
yeah.
are really crushing it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, but, and it does boggle the mind because you, they're, those NHL, the NHL game is awesome.
Yeah.
And they, but they can't do it with football. For some reason with football, they just can't,
yeah.
they suck at it. And I don't know if it's because it's a different studio or, you know, because they got all these different studios in EA working on different shit.
You know, bring ESPN football back.
Well, you know, and that was, you know, ESPN football, which then, which was 2K games,
oh,
basically.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ESPN football came out, and then you got, which you could create a player on that, and then you could, you know, you play air hockey in your house and shit,
yeah.
which is
yeah.
was really cool. And then they had, you know, 2K5, which is, I said, is my favorite football yep. game
oh,
of
yeah.
all time. Maybe only to NCAA 06, but that's
yeah.
just because, you know, we have memories with NCAA 06.
Oh, yeah.
You know, back to the show, though. We kind of went on a sports yeah, games we, rant there.
Yeah.
So, Road to the Show, that's, like I said, you know, franchise, they made some improvements there. It'll be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll like it. The Road to the Show, though, is really, you know, they really honed in on it and made a lot of new new additions. Second bullet I got down here is no microtransactions this yeah. year.
Which, they say that, and we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, so, you know, years before, you could buy skill points for your player.
Yeah, which I like them getting away from this because,
yeah,
I mean, you had so many people just going, buying it, you know, 99 overall, and you're just crushing it. I like it a whole lot better when you're working. You're
yeah,
working
you got to work up.
Through, you know, and I really like starting in AA and working up
right.
to the main, to, you know. And
yeah, yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose to just buy a player that's 99
right.
overall.
I mean,
but you know, so there's no microtransactions there. You know, you can't just buy stat points,
right?
Because there, you know, there are no stat points this year. We'll get into that a little bit later. But it does look like where was it that I was scared about some microtransactions?
Oh, for the diamond.
Oh, so unlocking the equipment for your player. So
yeah.
you can't just buy, you know, skill points and put it on your player. But you can buy these card packs
yep.
and get equipment for your player out of these card packs. And that's a microtransaction.
Yeah. Now, I do think, if I'm correct, I didn't play last year, but what I read from about last year was each day – You sign on to play it.
Yeah.
You get a pack.
Okay.
Or something. And sometimes, you know, it'll be players. It will be, you know, sometimes you can unlock equipment.
Yeah.
So maybe, I mean, maybe that's that. And then when you get to the 30, because I think it's up to 30 days. Yeah. If you have 30 consecutive days, you know, each day it gets a little bit more.
Right.
So maybe that's what they're doing. So maybe they did do away with it.
Maybe, I don't have a full grasp on that. The game comes out Friday though, so we'll see. Yeah. We're gonna
for those that pre-owned it or pre-ordered it.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you pre-order the game at Walmart, GameStop, or
even if you just order digitally.
Digitally. I think those were the three.
Yeah.
But you can get the game on the 23rd instead of when it comes out on the 27th. Yeah. So there's a tip for anybody that wants to play the show. Pre-order the game.
Yeah.
You know, they have this $100 special edition. Just get the $60 edition. You don't need all that crap.
No. I think the only thing it comes with is 11,000 stubs. I don't even know what the hell you use the stubs for.
Well, I think you buy card packs with the stubs.
Oh, boy.
So I think that's the thing. You buy card packs with these stubs, and you can pay for stubs in a microtransaction. So they're saying, you know, they're kind of touting no microtransactions this year, but then you can buy stubs to buy packs to get equipment for your player and make him better.
Yeah, and that's a thing. You know, the equipment, even if you have your archetype is maxed out, if you put that equipment on that player, that raises it above what, you know, that your
So that's another thing. There are different archetypes that you go with in the game. And so, you know, before you would get these skill points and then you would allocate them to whatever skills you wanted, right? And you could go to 99 on everything. Mm-hmm. And then with equipment, you can boost that up to 125. So you could get, you know, a guy that's 99 in everything and then 125 in like five or six categories. So you can't do that anymore. You pick these archetypes and you have... There's different caps, you know.
Right.
There's different max caps for all of your skills with the different archetypes. Like, so there's a few different archetypes. I wrote down the ones for the infield because that's the ones they showed on the dev stream. There's the wizard, which is like an Ozzie Smith type. So he's like really fast. He, you know, he's really good at fielding. He can't, but he can't really hit all that well, you know, with power. So I think like the max power cap, you know, you can only go up to like a 50 or 60 overall on power. And then you can only go up to like a 70 or 75 in contact. But your bunning and drag bunning, you can go up to 99. So there, you just got to play the game different for the different archetypes. And then there's a good hands player, which is kind of similar, but they're not quite, you know, they just got they're really good fielding and can throw pretty well. Then you've got the field general, which is kind of like maybe you're a little slower, maybe you hit a little better, but you really have a good command of you know, you have good awareness and stuff like that. Mr. Reliable, which is like a Cal Ripken Jr. type. So it's kind of the over, you're good, you got a good balance of everything. But, you know, maybe with that one, nothing is a 99 overall.
Right.
So, you know, and then you have like a hitting archetype where maybe you're not as good at fielding. And then there's a power corner archetype where, you know, you kind of play third base and you're really slow.
Yeah, you are slow.
Your max speed is like 40.
Yeah, it's.
So the point there is, you know, you can't be a 99 overall in everything this year. I think that's pretty cool. You can still get to a 99 overall on your player, but you know, you're not a 99 in everything.
I did see something that's interesting about that. Is I think they said when your player hits 30, that's when you can change your archetype. Because, you know, you kind of have to make a decision, because at 30 your attributes are going to start to diminish.
Yeah.
You're starting on the downslide. So you have to decide what you're going to change it to.
That's
if
right.
You're going to change it.
You know, well, you have to decide which attributes you're going to keep.
Right.
Like, okay, you're a 90 overall in arm strength. You know, do you want to keep arm strength, and you're an 80 overall in fielding? Do you want to keep arm strength at 90? or let your arm strength slip a little bit and keep your fielding at 80, yeah. you know, and not let it slip down. So you got to make those decisions once you yeah. turn 30 on what, you know, you can't just, you know, your player starts to decline once yeah. you hit 30. You can't just, you know, be great at everything for until you're 70 years old.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But yeah. Another thing, if you played last year or the years before, you can actually import your player into MLB The Show, which is another thing Madden should... Why is Madden not doing this? Why is 2K not doing that, honestly? Like...
I think the reason 2K is doing it, or isn't doing it, the only thing I can think is... Each year, the story is so different.
That's true. They do have the story-type mode.
A lot of times, you're that player.
Yeah.
You have that name or whatever. Right. You still get to create your guy and make him however. But, you know, they're kind of more on the story mode. Now, Madden, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because it's...
I think you should be able to pull your franchise over.
Yeah, you should. Know,
pull, like, your whole franchise, bring it to the new...
Well, I don't... Honestly, with Madden, I don't think you should have to buy another game every year. I think you should... They should charge... You know, if you want to... You have that roster until the draft, and then if you pay $20 or whatever...
You get the new roster.
You get the new roster. Because, honestly, for the past 10 years, they haven't changed shit.
Yeah, it's the same game. I say jokingly all the time that Madden has been the same game since 02.
Yeah.
And I really believe that because, you know, that they haven't really... 02 is kind of when they really went... The 3D looked good. The animations were a little smoother. Yep. And then they haven't really changed the game since then. You know, The show in 2K, they've changed how they've done stuff every year. And it's worth buying the game every yeah. year, you know. But, yeah, I can see that on 2K because, you know, they do have, like, the story mode and,
yeah,
you know, all that stuff. But, so, the way you make your player better, since you can't have microtransactions and, you know, before last year, so you would play a game, you would earn skill points throughout the game by making good plays or whatever. And then you could take those skill points and put them on whatever attribute you wanted. You know, you can put it all on power versus right hand pitchers. Yep. You know, you can make that a 99 and everything else is a 50. Yep. So this year, the way it works is, you get training points, but you get what's called performance gains or base gains, and they're automatically allocated. So if you want to improve your power versus right-hand pitchers, you have to get power hits off of right-hand pitchers. So it reads how you actually play in the game, mm-hmm. and it, you know, it progresses your player or regresses your player. You know, if you do bad in, like, if you make a wild throw or something, your throwing accuracy goes down.
Which I think that's cool because NHL is the same way.
Yeah.
I was playing pro the other night, and my discipline is awful. I'm always poke checking somebody, and my discipline every game drops.
Yeah.
But my slap shot power and accuracy, it goes up.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for this, and I really love it in the NHL game.
Yeah, NHL, you have a certain spot you have to play.
Yeah,
you know, if you're a defender, you got to stay back and defend. If you're a wing, you got to go down, yep. you know, on stay on the right side. Wait for the forward to, you know, the other forwards to pass you the ball, pass yeah. you the puck, and shoot it. You know, so and it's based, if you take a lot of power slap shots, your slap shot increases. Yep. If you take a lot of wrist shots, your wrist shot increases. You know, stuff like that, and then you gain points throughout the game.
Oh yeah.
You know,
that's the same way. You can't put them to what it wants. It depends on from game to game.
Yeah,
you know, it automatically puts it there, and that's why I'm really excited about the show because.
Yeah, well, you know, NHL. That's the thing that is insane about it. Yeah. NHL is doing this shit.
Yeah,
to, you know, the show is actually ripping them off.
Yeah.
They're ripping EA Sports off.
Yeah.
But EA can't do that in a football game.
I don't, it don't make any sense.
So, you know,
I don't.
You know, they do kind of the same thing in FIFA. FIFA actually has a story mode, though, like Madden did this year. You know, you go through with a player. But, you know, those are the EA Sports games that are worth it. FIFA, NHL, yeah. You know, all these. I know FIFA's the most popular game in the world, but, you know, not here in the U.S. Madden is. But Madden's not worth buying. You need to buy NHL and FIFA and all these other games.
And the NHL, that's the first time I've played it probably since NHL, like, 12.
Yeah.
Or 11.
I think I bought, like, 15, NHL 15. But, I don't buy these sports games every year because it's, you know, one, they're $60 every year for a roster update and stuff. But
and they make it sound good on paper. They're like, oh, well, this has changed and this is... But then you get it. I mean, I say I'm not going to get it every year, but there's nothing out, so I end up getting it.
Right.
And I can't – I mean, I've been buying everything digital for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And I can go through my thing, and then like, oh, there's Madden for the last 4 years. I said I wasn't going to get it, you know?
Yeah, but, it is every year that Pickens goes through this thing. I'm not going to get Madden this year. It's the same fucking game since 2002. I'm not getting it. This sucks.
And UFC did to me this year. UFC I swore I wasn't going to get it. I got it. And I about snapped the disc in two. It pissed me off so bad. So
well, but, you know, the first UFC game was awesome. And then they've shit the bed since then. So I don't know. But, you know, those games are actually worth it.
Yeah.
Especially NHL. I've had a lot of fun with NHL.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, NHL's this game is probably the most exciting game I've played this year next to NBA 2K18.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I love those games.
Yeah.
That's a game I get every year.
But, yeah, so, you know, the performance gains, it depends on how you play or how your stats go up. So you want to pick an archetype that corresponds to the way you play. But if you don't like the archetype a little bit down the road, you can change your archetype. Yeah. So that's one good thing because, you know, 2K has these archetypes, NBA 2K.
Yeah.
And so if you're a – what was the one I chose last year?
I think it was Slasher.
Slasher, something like that. You know, you're really quick. Okay, for some reason, the Slasher was could, you know, cross people over, but then they couldn't shoot off the dribble.
No.
And all I did was shoot off the dribble.
But that was one of the most, that was people's biggest pick was Slasher.
Yeah.
And the thing I liked about it, you got to pick two archetypes.
Yeah.
So if you doubled up, I was more of an all-around guy, so I doubled up on two of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of made it better.
But you can't really change that.
No, you're stuck with it.
Yeah, you're stuck with it. So if you get these two archetypes and then it's not the way you play, you just suck.
Yeah.
So you just got to start over.
Yeah.
With the show, it kind of evolves and you can change it. You know, like another, if there's a runner in scoring position and you're at bat, if you get a hit, you get pluses in clutch.
Yep.
You know, batting clutch. If you strike out or you ground out or fly out, you get minuses in batting clutch because there was a runner in scoring position and you couldn't bat them in. So, you know, that's really cool. You know, just the way, like plate discipline. If you take a ball, you know, if you don't swing at bad pitches, you get pluses in plate discipline. And then at the end of the game, you exit out of the game and you can see how your stats have increased and stuff. So that's just really cool. I think all sports games should be like that. The way you play, that should increase.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
I would just love to see Madden do something like that.
I mean, I think it's really going to take – EA's not going to do anything with Madden themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to change anything this year or next year.
It's going to take someone like 2K making a football game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they have no competition right now. They don't care. It's like, you know, the WWF was great when the WCW was around.
Right.
It was, you know, Attitude Era, all this stuff, mid to late 90s, early 2000s. WCW's around. WWF is like, there's billions of people watching it. I mean, it is insane.
Yeah.
And WCW too, you know, there was a market for that. Brent and I started out as WCW guys.
Yeah, we did.
You know, we didn't even really like WWF all that much. I mean, I watched it in the early 90s, but when WCW came around, I really started,
Yeah, those Monday Night Wars, that's what, and Vince will even say it to this day, when WCW shut down, that kind of hurt him because he didn't have being pushed from week to week. And I really think that's the problem with Madden.
Yeah.
Because there's not another one. And I think it's insane that Xbox doesn't have a baseball game.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I mean, to me, baseball is one of the biggest sports, if not the biggest. The biggest, I mean, I know the past couple of years and people's, it's not as, Matt's always saying that, the scoring's not as.
Yeah, it's not as exciting. High,
but it is. I mean.
If you know the game, baseball is exciting.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, okay, like I always said, okay, there's runners on first and third right now. Okay, if this guy hits a ground ball to shortstop, he's going to try to turn two. Unless there's two outs and then the runner is already all the way to second base, then he can just go to first base. And it's a constant head game with baseball if you know what to look for.
And it's been a few years since I watched it, but to me one of the most exciting times was watching the Red Sox and Yankees when they were
when we were in high school.
Yeah, I mean
2006, 2007 when the Red Sox won their first World Series whenever.
But all those games were always really fun to watch, and they're entertaining. And
yeah, and we shit talk people at school. All this stuff. I kind of chose the Yankee side on that because I had some. Some of my friends were Red Sox fans, so I had to argue. I don't even like the Yankees, but I got to argue with them, so I choose the Yankee side since they all root for the Red Sox. Baseball was exciting then,
yeah.
And maybe it was the steroid era and guys were hitting 90 home runs a year.
Hey, that's what made it fun. I mean,
bring steroids back to baseball.
That's right. Just make it legal. I mean, that's what you want to. That's what your fans will see anyway.
I mean,
you'll see home runs.
I mean, if Stallone didn't do steroids, I wouldn't watch Rocky IV.
That's real. That's shredded. That ain't natural.
Shredded.
Shredded.
But
I do want to say, the guy, whatever I decide to create, if Sheffield's batting stance isn't on there, that's going to be my guy's stance.
Yeah, if Gary Sheffield's batting stance isn't in the show, we'll be pissed.
You gotta have the bat waggle.
Have the waggle. So maybe we can just go into that. When you create your guy, they have a custom batting stance creator, and you can make some wild shit on this thing.
You can change everything.
I mean, you can change the position of how high your elbows are, how low your elbows are, how much you waggle the bat. Which is why we want the Gary Sheffield bat waggle in there.
You're going to create Jeff Bagwell's stance, aren't you?
Oh, I'm going full Bagwell.
Squatting down.
My ass is going to be on the ground. But
some of the goofiest stance
shit, but I mean, he is in the archetype that is bat first. It's Jeff Bagwell. So, I mean, the man could hit, but this goofy-ass fucking stance he had all those years for the Astros.
I mean, how do you even get power? I mean, you're squatting.
I mean, the man's just using his legs, I guess. I don't know.
That's tough.
But, you can do stuff like that. You can control how much your knees bend.
Oh, yeah.
You can control how much your front foot is offset, how much your back foot is offset. You can control how much your hands rotate around the bat.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. So the batting stance creator, there's a video out there on YouTube talking about the batting stance creator. It's either an IGN or a GameSpot video. Yeah. But it talks about the batting stance creator. It's really cool. we're going to have these wacky-ass batting stances, with our creative player. They did a lot of stuff. There's a swing analysis. When you swing the bat, it tells you whether you're late or early, and it actually shows. It shows the ball coming through the zone, and then it shows where your bat was on that particular play, which is really cool.
Huh.
you know, they're going to have full speed replays. They added a new announcer. I can't remember who it is right now.
And I can't remember, but I heard them talking about it. And the biggest thing that on the stream they're talking about, the announcement, because the past several years, it wasn't, you know, the 2K and stuff, the back and forth.
Yeah.
It is really good. Well, yeah. on they said they were talking the past couple years, they haven't really done anything with the broadcast and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, you know, they're working. They're really proud of it. They added another guy in the booth. I can't remember who they said it was.
I can't remember either. I didn't write it down.
It's a little bit more flowing and natural. Yeah. And they were talking it up, and they said, you know, it's a big difference from the, you know, past couple years.
Yeah, you know, I watched some streams over the last few days of some guys playing the show 17. And it was the announcing's kind of so-so, yeah. You know. But hopefully they can get the third guy in the booth, and you know it'll be better. I actually think Madden's announcing's not terrible.
No,
you know,
no.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah,
but, you know, but they will have full speed replays, which the guys will kind of narrate depending on what the situation. And then it'll also have the hit ribbons in the replays, which shows the path and the arc of the ball, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is.
One thing, so, you know, if you make a good play, you get positive performance points, and they're automatically allocated to whatever you know, attribute that it affects. But, you know, if you make a bad play, it takes away, like I said. But if you make a tough play, if it's a tough play, you're diving for the ball, you know, it won't take away points just because you dove for a ball, which is good because, you know, like Pickens was saying, in past years,
yeah,
you know, it was impossible to make some plays.
Oh, yeah. If you're on the outfield and to make a dive and catch, it would show where the ball's going to land.
Yeah.
But the timing was it. Yeah. You couldn't do it.
Which is another big gameplay thing I want to talk about. Pickens, you can probably expound on this more, but when the ball is hit into play, it slows down. It goes into slow-mo for a little bit so you can react to it.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of those, you know, it would throw you into it. I mean, it's not like there's a countdown of when the ball is going to be hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a boom-boom play, and it was almost impossible to... You know, if you want to dot, you know, or slide after it, you know, you just couldn't
well,
do it.
And that's another playtesting thing. So they did some playtesting and they listened to people, you know, unlike EA Sports or unlike Madden, you know, NHL is awesome. But they listened to people and they actually did some playtesting and found out that some of these balls that were hit, especially, you know, if you're on third base, the hot corner, human reaction time literally is not fast enough to catch the ball. And then you were getting negative points, even though it was physically impossible to catch the damn ball. So this year, they slow it down. It gives you little arrows around your feet, and you can tell which way you need to go. Because sometimes on these pop-ups, you can't tell where the hell they are.
No.
You know, and then you're trying to adjust the camera, find where the damn thing is. So this year, they fixed the camera, and they slowed it down. One thing they did have last year, you know, if it was a diving play or whatever, you could hit, like, and it's the same this year, it would have a little thing that would pop up and say, okay, hit R1 to make the cool play. So, like, you jump up or dive or whatever. So it did have that a little bit last year, but on a normal ground ball, if it's a hard hit ground ball, you don't have a chance. You didn't have a chance to get it. So this year they're slowing it down. I think that's really good improvement. So to be a little easier to field the ball, but one thing I noticed on the throwing, I don't think they had this last year. You know, I think like before you just hit O and it would throw the first base, right?
Right.
Well, this year, it comes up with a little circle like a reticle, and you have to. Move like the left stick around until the, you know, your little reticle is inside the circle, and then you hit R2 to throw it.
Huh.
So, you know, if you don't get your little reticle inside the circle, it's a wild throw.
Yeah.
Or you pull the guy off the bag and he can't make the yeah. So then you get, you know, arm accuracy goes down. Yeah. Arm strength fielding probably goes down too, because yeah. that's all part of fielding. So just really cool stuff like that. But I do like the whole, you know, slowing it down.
Oh, yeah.
Make it actually possible for you know, for you to do something. Let's see, what else did we want to talk about here? They have full day night cycles, which is pretty cool. So if you start a day game in the evening, by the end of the game it's going to be night. And then on the dev stream they even said that if it's possible to play a game long enough to where the sun will actually rise again at the other end of the game. So the first way you improve your player is by your base gains. The way you play, you'll get boosts in the game, you know, to make your player better. And you see all of that after you come out of the game. Well, then when you're in the locker room, real quick, they've added some out-of-game clothing and stuff. Before, you were always in your uniform.
Yeah.
Now they have like a bus scene and a plane, and the manager's office looks a lot better and stuff like that. But, you know, the team trainer will come up to you on off days and say, hey, we've got, you know, this batting cage is open. And so you can go and train in the batting cage and do different training opportunities. You don't actually play the training game.
Yeah.
Like Pickens knows in 2K, you know,
you
do your vertical jump and all this crap. And the training games, there's all but one of them are impossible.
Yeah, which... And they get old. So I mean, I kind of like the whole.
It just does it for you.
Yeah, because after a while, you know, the whole seat, you know, you got to do it. You know, on 2K, it was before the game. So yeah. or your off days, you had to, you know, if you wanted to do that, you could go do it. And it got old for a whole season having to go in there and do it. So I kind of like the whole. You just go in, you know, and it's an automatic.
Yeah, thing. And they call it focus training. So you get 25 of these focus training things per year. So like two per month, and then you get one really big one in the off season that'll really increase your stats. But the way it works is, so you have your max cap, which is like, you know, say it's 90. Well, when your player starts out in the minors, his cap won't be 90 for that. His cap might be 60.
Yeah.
So these training opportunities, you can increase that cap. So, you know, you can go from a 60 to a 65 cap, and that's your new max. And then you can go all the way up to your max cap, which is, you know, 90. But you have to make these choices in this training stuff to either increase your max cap or current cap, or just increase your stats right then and there. So it's a way to increase a little quicker, you know, or, you know, if your max cap is 90, your current cap 60, and you're at a 60, you can't train up to that 90 until you increase the cap. So that's just another thing they're doing. And then also sometimes a player will walk up to you and say, hey, we really need these next five games or so. And you'll get a 2x experience boost on your base gains within the game, which, you know, it's cool. They did that last year too. But, you know. So
you actually have some goals.
Yeah, you got some goals.
People will call you out.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just really cool the way they progress. You can't buy a player this year. You can't just, you know, oh, I'm going to buy some skill points and put it on there. So I think that's the main improvement.
Yeah. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to get to it. We already bought this game. We pre-ordered it. We're getting it, I think, Thursday at midnight. But I'll probably, you know, not really get there, but I'll probably play it Friday when I get home from work. Won't be able to play it Saturday. Pickens and I are going to Columbus Blue Jackets game in Columbus there at the Nationwide Arena.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we're pumped up about that. But we'll be playing the show on Sunday. It's, you know, opening pitch weekend or something they're calling it. Really excited about it. Like I say, our main two modes are the franchise and Road to the Show.
Yeah.
But then there's also Diamond Dynasty that a lot of people play. If you're familiar with the Madden Ultimate Team stuff, then you're familiar with Diamond Dynasty. But they have some really cool legends.
Yeah.
You know, like the dev streams, Albert Bell was one of them. They revealed, Mike Piazza. There's several other of these legends. Trevor Hoffman, I think, was one.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, they have several of these legends cards, and you can collect those cards with these card packs, and then you get equipment for your Road to the Show player in those packs, too. And then you can play online against other people with their Diamond Dynasty teams. And that's why me and Brent aren't really into it.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you, it's kind of off talk. I mean, it kind of is. I would like to see them do kind of what 2K did with the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because 2K and... I don't think you've been over a whole lot, but when Jerry would come, my other buddy Jerry would come over,
yeah,
we would do the throwback teams.
Well, yeah, and we did that a lot too. Yeah. They have, you know. And
they've added so many throwback teams. Yeah. I would love to see the show do that.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks from, you know.
Yeah, 99 Diamondbacks or 96 Yankees.
Right.
Or,
I think that, you know, if they, you know.
Or, you know, the 1933 Yankees, or the 1919 Black Sox.
Yeah, throw
all those teams in there.
Because back when, I think it was MVP baseball. I think 03 with pull holes on it.
Yeah.
I played that a lot.
That's 03,
Yeah, because I love that game because it didn't necessarily have the throwback teams, but when you started a franchise... The players, it had like Ozzie Smith, you know, team, you know, the older, it had Babe Ruth and
have Babe Ruth in this. I think you can start a franchise and throw your Diamond Dynasty players, your legends, into the franchise. I think you can do that.
Because I remember the settings before, you know, you could include, Hall of Fame players and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
But, guys, so
we're going to be playing the show come Friday. Really excited about it. I encourage you to go get the game because I think it's going to be really good.
Oh, it's definitely going to be worth it.
They did a lot of stuff this year. You know, obviously they did a lot of stuff. We just spent an hour talking about it. So
that was a fast hour.
Yeah, it was a fast hour going through and talking about the show. So we're just really excited about it. You know, I've got out of baseball the last couple of years just because I don't know. I don't really have time to watch a lot of the games, but hopefully the show can help me get back into it. You know, it's just going to be a really cool game. So go out there, pre-order it so you can get it 4 days early.
Oh, yeah.
You can add us on PlayStation Network. DM our Facebook page if you want our PSN names. And, hell, we'll play against you. But yeah.
Get our ass whooped.
Go get our ass whooped because, you know, we're not online players, but mainly Road to the Show guys. So we're really excited about that, creating our own player, going through all this stuff. Anyways, guys, that's it for Wild Card Wednesdays here on the Sunday Morning Smack Talk podcast feed. That was our hour on MLB The Show 18. we'll be back on Sunday with our normal sports show. Matt will be here. We'll talk some March Madness. We'll probably talk some more NFL free agent deals.
Yep.
Because the NFL they're really making a lot of trades right now and signings and cutting players.
Yep.
So we'll be back with that on Sunday. So look for that. Until next time, peace.